Welcome to Freedom from CPTSD and Anxiety. I'm your host, Monique Coven. I'm a certified trauma, recovery, and resilience coach, and I've recovered from chronic PTSD, from childhood trauma. This podcast is all about hope and recovery. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I have a huge smile on my face because I didn't put out a podcast. I'm a little bit late on it because I've been away. I've been on vacation. And I did a post, I think, while I was away. And that post was just talking about the vacation and how I was not particularly excited about going away, which is kind of new because in my previous life, meaning pre-recovery, vacations were escapes for me. And I looked so forward to getting quote unquote away and forgetting about everything and thinking that when you're on vacation, you just have less on your mind. And so the vacation experience feels great. And I had a different perspective because before leaving, I was just enjoying my life so much that I really didn't feel like I needed to escape. I needed to go on vacation. My daughter had asked me, you know, are you excited you're leaving? Excuse me. And I said, I was trying to put words to it. And I said something like, not really. I know I'm going to have a great time when I'm there, but I wasn't particularly like excited about it. And I told her, I realized it was because I was in a place in my life where I felt good. And my life was, there was so much fulfillment that I didn't feel like I needed a vacation from my life. And that's just like so 360 from what it used to be, which I'm saying this because it is so hopeful. It's hopeful because you can understand that when you are living with chronic PTSD, it feels like it's always going to be this way. It's always been this way. And we project that it is always going to be this way because it's the only experience we know. And I'm here to say that it doesn't have to be that way, that there is life outside of our trauma. There's recovery. There's a different experience of life. And I'm not saying my life is perfect. Nobody's life is perfect. We still have ups and downs. But what I'm saying is that we can have a life that we don't feel like we need to run away from, that we can feel good about our life, that we can wake up with a smile, really, literally. Like I used to wake up crying. I think I've shared that in the past because I had so much anxiety. And we can have a different experience of life. So that's the hope in recovery. So today I have nothing planned. The only word that's in my mind right now is suffering. And why I want to talk about that and I'm just going to go with it is because I was thinking a little bit about this, and I was thinking about how I feel very, very strongly for people who are suffering, and not just people, animals, just anything that suffers. And I think you can probably relate because the trauma survivors that I have met are the most compassionate, empathetic people I have ever spoken to. The capacity for compassion is just unbelievable. And if I was to guess, I would think it's because they know what it's like to suffer. They know it. They know it deeply. And so I was thinking about that because, I mean, any kind of suffering just breaks me inside. And I have to really be careful because, and kind of put up boundaries in a sense, because I can let it take over in that if I continue in it, I can feel so much that it can create within me a lot of sadness, deep grief and anxiety and all of that stuff because I feel it. And that's the empathy piece. And I think that that can be a really good thing. It can be a good thing because we feel for other people, animals that are suffering. And we want, in whatever way, in whatever capacity, we want to alleviate the suffering. And I think that's because we desperately know what it's like to suffer, and we desperately wanted someone to help us, to alleviate our suffering. And we know what it's like to be in the midst of that suffering and feeling the loneliness and the emptiness of knowing that no one is noticing, no one is doing anything to help us. And I find that as we recover and we start to feel more empowered and we see a change in our own life, it's natural to want to give back to those who are suffering and kind of be a pointer, meaning not rescue, not do it for them, but kind of point to the hope that this is the way, it's that way. And where I point to with my clients is right back to themselves, always. Because that is really what's underneath our suffering. We don't know that we have within us, that we have within us underneath those layers and layers and layers of beliefs about who we think we are, beliefs about stuckness, beliefs about our core shame, that underneath all of that, there is this empowerment. It's there. I couldn't see it before. I really couldn't. So I understand if you can't see it. I might have mentioned this, but one of the trauma therapists I worked with really tried to point that in me and tried to connect that to me. And I could not even get a little glimmer of it. But things changed and I was able to get a little glimmer and then more and then more and then, oh my goodness, what I saw, which was who we all are underneath all of that. And that, when we see that and when we let go of all of these burdens that we've taken on that aren't ours, the beliefs that we've taken on that feel like they're ours because we experience them, these ideas and conditioning that is not us, when it starts to be removed, we start to experience freedom. I honestly believed that I was always going to suffer. And I think it's because I didn't have something to look back on to a time where I wasn't suffering internally or emotionally, meaning experiencing symptoms, feeling chronically anxious. I didn't have that. I didn't have a reference point. And I could not even picture what it would be like to not have it. And when you do get there, and where you, some of my clients have said they start to experience long periods of being anxious-free at first. And that's even a huge change when you're chronically anxious, like everything is done with that feeling of anxiety. And then to have periods where it's not there for people who aren't anxious generally, this might sound so crazy. But for those of us who that's all we know, that's all we know. And when we start to experience the freedom, we really want to go back and help others touch that freedom and get more and more of it because it's there, it's ours. And I've said this so many times before, but when we're growing up with trauma and we feel like there's no escape in our childhood and we can't wait till we grow up, and then we grow up and we're having CPTSD symptoms, and so it feels like the experience of our childhood, even though we are in adult bodies and in jobs and families and different circumstances externally, internally, it feels the same way. We're still suffering. And so to give other people hope that there is an end to the suffering, there's an end. Nobody told me that there was an end. And again, I don't know if this was what it was told or whether I, you know, made this up myself, but I kind of was under the impression that you will always have the suffering and that you will have to use tools and techniques to get yourself out of it. Therefore, you're going to always have to work at not suffering. In other words, it felt like the message I got was, this is who you are now. This is who you are. You are broken, and you will have to use tools and techniques to get periods of respite. But generally speaking, your life is going to be suffering, but you can have some times where if you do X, Y, Z, you'll be okay as long as you're doing it. And that's why so many of us are, you know, we're constantly looking for the next fix or the next tool or the next thing to help us feel better. And and I'm not saying tools and techniques don't help. They certainly do. But that if we're not broken, what is there to fix? And we are not broken. So I guess that's what I just wanted to share. I'd been thinking about the suffering, thinking about how suffering is not our future. It's not. It's just not. We might think it is because that's all we've ever known, but it doesn't have to be because it's not. So that's the hope I wanted to share today. And I hope you found this helpful. So I wanted to ask you, if you like this podcast, if you would be so kind as to write a review on iTunes for this podcast so that other people could easily access and find the podcast. And if you would like to get in touch with me with regards to my coaching options, you could reach me on my website at cptsdcoach.com. You can visit me on Facebook at cptsdcoach. And on Instagram at cptsdcoach. Until the next episode, have a great day and take good care.